Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live, guys. I'm saying Mr. Blitztech,
Raven your GS,
Joe One Further the Cyber Nerds.
And welcome back to TCN Blacklist. Today we have the Boxing Day spoiler review. And before we do anything else in life, by all means, subscribe, like, comment. And by the end of this review, by all means, go to cinema and watch this movie, innit? Because it's a banger. So,
I know we don't usually do this, but just because it's up on the screen, it's got a 5.5 out of 10 on IMDb. You man are tapped, bro. Bro, I just saw that. Look, right there. 268 reviews. Listen, this is why.
This is why you gotta go watch. Because the people are reviewing this stuff.
This is why we have this channel.
Yeah.
This thing's fire.
That's actually crazy. But you know what?
I'm glad I saw it. I was like, how? Anyway, yeah.
On that note, let's get started,
I was just gonna say, I think this movie's a banger. Like, it's definitely interesting because obviously, like, comedies, romantic comedies ain't my thing at all. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I've watched a few back in the day, the classics and all of that. But it was interesting going into this with what I'd seen from the trailer and like how it was going to play out as the movie, because the trailer was good. Do you get what I'm saying? And I feel like the movie's definitely better than the trailer. Do you get what I'm saying? I feel like the cast is super legit. Like, the themes and all the stuff they touch on, I think it's just super legit to see Christmas represented like this from the perspective of a Black British family. You get me? So I thought that was tough.
Mr. Blitztech.
So I dive into both comedy and romance and rom-coms. And
oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's there. It's a lover boy, isn't he?
That's it.
Well, I didn't know this.
It's the lover man. No, shut up.
Well, yeah, I definitely enjoyed this movie. It's like, it's a ton of fun. The story is definitely super good. Even the characters, everyone has their own journey going across Christmas to into Boxing Day. I definitely love what's been like told here, especially Amir Amin. First time directing, writing, all the things there. Jeez! Gotta hand it to you, man, for sure, because I don't know what I was expecting, but what I got here, I super enjoyed. Like I said, I had a fun time watching this. Just like Joe was saying, amongst the other classics, this would be among them. Cast, go in. Everyone seems like they're having a good time while they're shooting this. Like, even the characters represented as well. Like, there's a plethora of just different people in this movie, and it is so sick to them. You know,
the weaving, yeah, and how they come together. Love it.
Definitely, one of the things that I like that you, firstly, since you touched on characters, who's your favorite character? Mine was Uncle Billy, innit? Above.
You can call me Zill.
He was on job differently. I don't approve of man's tactics and his movements, but
there's always that uncle.
Yeah, brother. Hey. He was moving mad, bruv. Do you get me? So yeah, that's easy for me.
You know what? I really like Shay Cole's character, Josh. Like, the way he was just like...
He went hard, bro.
Yeah, stand up to his cousin. And every time, like, yo, there's that scene when he sees my girl coming out his cousin's car, and he was like, oh, what? He took you shopping. Instead of him getting upset, gets on the phone to his boy, to his cousin, all right, listen, we need to level up the things now. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I thought, I really like this character. Like, every time he was on the screen, he's super fun. Obviously, that was also his first time
acting.
So shout out to Emil to give him that opportunity as well, yeah. But you know what hits me for this movie is that, so I went to college in West London. Man's from East London, yeah, and that was my first time really spending time in West. You know, back in the day
with the ops.
That's what it was back in the day, innit? It wasn't really a thing for you to venture outside your area unless you had family members, innit? So me spending 2 years in Ladbroke Grove, that was my real first experience.
My bad, I'll do it too much today.
I thought you were going to start busting some AJ crazy or something, bro. That was my very first interaction with the Caribbean scenes, innit? Like, one of my favourite spots. Like, every lunchtime, I'd go up the road. I can't even remember the name. But it was just watching this movie and seeing the way characters were moving, families, like, even the mom, the way she spoke. And when, like, bro, like, I was in Labrogrove. Mm. I was in Labrogrove, do you know what I mean? So this really touched me, obviously, in so many ways. But one of the things I really like about this movie is that it has everything. Do you know what I mean? There is, and it just flows so well with the comedic side of things, the dramas, when we're talking about race, which is another thing that I never really saw. Like in East London, dealing with race thing was completely different than West. Do you know what I mean? I feel like West kind of patterned it up. Like, they came together a lot better than in East London. Do you know what I mean? Like,
really?
To me, okay. from just going studying over there and just being in Portobello, seeing how the Caribbean community and the English community, and a lot of them had youths together.
Mm.
Like, if you think about it, like, a lot of light-skinned dudes from West London, innit? Like, that was actually a thing we used to talk about back in the day.
Mm.
So watching this, and then obviously Tim is it Shirley?
Mm.
Shirley, like, their relationship and the way she was breaking down to him, like, look, how we taught our kids back in the day, the scenes were different. So they had to be brought up differently. So obviously bringing you home, all of a sudden, like, you might be, you might not understand it because we're living in a modern world, but this is how we grew up, especially because we're dealing with racism and all sorts of things, isn't it? So I really, really enjoyed that scene. And, like, the comedic side of it is so good. Like, one of my favorite parts is, like, when, what is it? Amin meets, Lil Mix. What's her name?
Leanne. Mm.
And then they just, like, split. But then the way the camera follows them and they bump into each other and end up on the floor, I feel like cinematography-wise, this movie did justice with everything that went with it. Do you know what I mean? So it's a very enjoyable movie, man.
No, super good. And I forgot as well, when I talk about good characters, the dad, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
My man's brother, African King, fam. Brother, he was out there killing the game, bruv. And I thought that was fire as well, man. No, man, I just really enjoyed the movie. I feel like it really resonated with me, and it's good to have something like we've never seen before. Like, bruv, we've never seen something like this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Never seen something like this, and it's just good to know it's there. And I feel like this is going to be one of those movies that, like, 10, 15 years from now, like, we will be referencing, yo, this started X, Y, Z. Like, this is when, boom, 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 like, this is going to be it.
No, it's true that you say that, because obviously, usually when you come from, I don't know, our kind of background, we usually get stuff like Blue Story,
Kid Outhood, Shrinking, and Gangs and that.
And then now that we've leveled up to do even more different stories, one, I wasn't never expecting a Christmas movie, but now that one has been presented, it's like, we can do anything. Like, we've done it here.
Yeah.
What can stop us, you know?
One of the things I love about that as well is that, like, that section wasn't removed. Like, that section was just marginalized, like, they take all the roadman stuff and they just put it into the relationship between the younger brother and the cousin, and it's just a subplot, and it's like, yeah, you can still have the stuff that's going on the roads, but bear in mind, we live full complete lives. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the things that is never captured on film, or we're never talking about in the cinema. Like, bruv, it's good to have that represented here.
What I love about that is that it felt road-like, but you knew it was never going to go too far.
Exactly.
So that's why I love the comedy side of it, that man's chasing man down all the time because he's trying to take man's girl, but you're like, they're family at the end of the day.
But you know what? That's one of the things they did really well with this movie, is that they transitioned that so well into that message, because there's that bit where Josh goes to see Leanne and he's like, yo, like, we look up to you, and, like, we just see you as, like, yo, like, we can do this thing instead of doing the road thing.
Mm.
And this is where I want to, like, talk to this girl in this manner. So help me out with the lyrics.
Mm.
I thought that message is, like, it's not loud, But if you pre it properly, like, yo, there's subliminals there, innit? Like, we can take this energy, all this road stuff, and turn into something positive, and even be like, yo, like, getting bare girls and stuff like that. Like, if this is what I want, let me be that. Do you know what I'm saying? And the fact that he went to, ooh, health and safety and that. Like, it goes to her for, and then she's like, yo, like, there's nothing else I can give you, but just that, like, the way you just expressed. So, I really enjoyed that, innit?
The only thing I didn't like, I got a point, is that it felt like it wrapped up a bit too quickly. Like, I feel like the premise and the story was like, they built everything quite correctly. But then towards the end, it just felt like they had to just wrap up because I think
Have you seen how long the movie is?
Do you know what's...
2 hours, right?
Yeah, bro.
That's what I'm saying, but it just felt towards the end...
What's interesting about that as well is like, I didn't love the conflict. You know when he kisses his ex-girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bro, I was like, and then they kind of just get past it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it's a bit sticky here. Like, it's a bit sticky here, isn't it?
Post-production. I'm pretty sure there was more than that.
True, but yeah, apart from those two, like, yeah, those two things made me, I'm like, But apart from that, yeah, man, legit.
Yeah, and another thing is bringing the US into the UK. Like, I just really enjoyed every time my girl was in the car trying to learn.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's so, so funny. Like, because usually we don't really... I don't think we ever seen that, to be honest. Like, there was a lot of new things brought onto this screen, if you think about that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, bringing the US over to the UK, learning our ways. Like, Christmas was Boxing Day. Mm. Like, bruv, like, everything... Even when my man's talking about, yo, can we have some whiskey? And everybody's shouting like, yo, Ray Nephew and Red Stripe. Like, do you know what I mean? And this is where I feel like this...
It's actually funny.
If you are in the US, watch this.
It's my life. It's actually my life because I think about it and I was just like, rotted. Man's heavy on the whiskey thing, but it's like, man spent time at university in the States.
Yeah.
And it's like, so that is thing, because when she comes home or she comes to England, it's like the reverse of like when I was in the States where it's like, it's not like I'm practicing their words, but there's times where I'd be teaching them, man, like English slang and stuff like that. Cause they're like, what is this? And I'm just like, yeah, bruv, like learn, man, educate, bruv.
For sure.
Like, yeah, man, it's fire, man. It's fire movie, bruv.
Other than that, firstly, Emil Mean, appreciate you bringing this to the screen. The whole cast, sick. We had some good features there as well, man. I see Mills. This is out here breaking into the movie industry as well, man.
She was mad funny. Her cameo was funny.
She was trying it. But other than that, what we have to say is make sure you go watch this movie, whether in the UK, US, or in any other country. Support the movement. Really good. You're going to have a good time. And if you have a partner, take them too, because I'm pretty sure they will appreciate you for that, innit? But until the next time, I'm Ravenier GS.
Sam, Mr. Blitz Tech.
Joe, one further to Cyber Nerds.
Peace.